At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We're joined by Keane O'Callaghan, the deputy leader of the Soc Dems, and TD for Dublin Bay North, and by Niall Collins, Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, and Fianna Fáil, TD for Limerick County. Keane, to you first. Do you have confidence in the government? Will you vote no confidence in the government this week?
Look, we don't have confidence in the government. We think they are out of touch. We think in terms of the cost of living pressures that people are facing, that they haven't been listening to people on this for quite some time. We have advocated for quite a time now that they need to take a targeted approach when it comes to cost of living. For example, disabled people in the budget were €1,400 worse off as a result of the budget, putting them under huge pressure. I have in my constituency, for example, a woman that had to choose between was she going to be able to recharge her mobility scooter over the winter or was she going to be able to heat her home? She chose to heat her home and wasn't able to get out and about over the winter months as a result. And when you make a €1,400 cut to people's incomes and don't listen to the groups campaigning on that, then, of course, how could we have confidence in a government that's not listening to people about what's going on?
Niall Collins, you're out of touch and you're not listening to people.
Well, when you stand back and assess the approach of the Social Democrats, you can see why they're completely a party without substance, because what we've seen over the last week in particular is Sinn Féin supporting an illegal blockade of our roads and of our ports and an attempt to disable the distribution supply chains around our country and effectively debilitate the entire country. That was supported by Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin are now seeking to wreak further havoc on the country by trying to promote a motion of no confidence in the government. And rather than at a time of global crisis and at a time when a lot of people in the country have a lot of genuine concerns about the way the world is going, we have the Social Democrats lining up to be the mudguard and the cheerleaders for Sinn Féin.
Oh. So look, I mean, let's bring Keane back in. You're the mudguard for and cheerleaders for Sinn Féin. You're dancing to their tune.
Look, it's easy to throw out comments like that. Now, just look at what the Social Democrats are doing in the Dáil this week. We're using our private members' time to put forward constructive proposals about what we think the government needs to do. So we're talking about the need for that targeted energy credit, which we've costed, and we've been talking about this for months and saying to the government they do need to do that to really help people who are in those difficult situations. And if you look at the crisis we're in now, and unfortunately, you know, whatever happens over the next few weeks, we're going to be in a difficult situation, unfortunately, probably for months to come. Mm. Could be longer than that. So in terms of how resources are used, the government really needs to focus much more.
But you wouldn't have spent that money the way the government has spent £750 million
so far. What we're saying is their focus needs to go on targeting measures to those who need support most, and they've been failing.
So you wouldn't have cut excise duties, for example.
That's where the focus needs to go. I'm not opposing any of the measures that the government are bringing in, but I'm saying their focus needs, this is going to be a long crisis, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It needs to focus in those areas.
And also, more than the $750 million then, would you spend on top of that?
We do need to target resources to people who are really, really at their wits' end at the moment.
Okay.
And without doing that,
have
the government
costed
are...
We have
costed that, yes. And the government are storing
up...
Our proposal for a targeted energy credit for the 50% of households on lowest incomes comes in at $457 million exactly.
Okay, so we'd be at €1.2 billion then.
And
euros,
and this is the direction the government needs to go.
I mean, there's nowhere in the world that's doing that.
But we have a certain amount of resources to do it. But you're also doing it in the context of a budget that was just passed by the government that took €1,400 out of the pockets of disabled people. It increased poverty amongst older people, jumped from 13% to 19%.
Okay.
So before Iran was even attacked, we did a cost of living crisis. So that's where resources need to go. But the second thing that needs to be done because, as I said, this could well go on for a while, is we do need to build resilience. So we should be looking at measures, for example, to increase the rollout of things like solar to really reduce people's energy bills.
Fair point.
And use our resources as well.
Niall Collins.
Look, despite everything that Cian says, he's just not making a coherent argument. The government is targeting resources towards people who need it most. The package...
Well,
the
sorry. Now, I listened to John Fitzgerald earlier on today, the economist, independent economist. He says you're not targeting those to those. He actually called it Sheriff of Nottingham Economics. He said you're spending all the money on a small cohort of businesses, and he said come next winter when oil prices could be twice what they are now, there'll be no money left to help people who can't, poor people who can't afford to heat their homes.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, but he's incorrect, because €755 million has been made available through two interventions of support. The vast majority of that is going on helping reduce the cost of petrol and diesel for everybody who has a demand for that and a need for that.
Yeah, but right, we know, and that, all the economists will tell you, Niall, put a question. We know that excise cuts disproportionately benefit the better off. They have bigger cars, they have more expensive cars. We know that.
With respect, Shane, that is a load of nonsense, because the vast majority of people live in rural Ireland and have their cars and have to get about by virtue of cars and vans and trucks. That's just a fact.
That's what the SRI say. I mean, you say it's a load of nonsense. That's their research.
That's a fact of living outside the greater Dublin area, with respect. The other point that I want to make is part of our interventions have been targeted to the cohort of people who qualify for the fuel allowance. And we know that that is targeting the people who directly need it the most. So for people to come on and to say that we're not targeting our resources is completely incorrect, in my view. But at the end of the day, the substance and the nub of the issue here is there was an illegal attempt to take down Ireland last week by people who are unelected, who are unaccountable, who try to disable the supply chains and the functioning of our country, which is very, very serious. And Sinn Féin supported that. And now the Social Democrats are queuing up to support Sinn Féin.
Okay.
I think
all right.
It's really
let Cian come back in. Cian, did you support...
When Cian O'Callaghan is supporting...
Okay, Minister, we have
on every
you.
Every occasion to support Sinn Féin.
Okay, Cian. Okay, Minister, really we have your point. Here. We have your point. You've made it. I do need to bring in Cian. Cian O'Callaghan, did you support the process? Did you support the blockade?
We didn't. We understand why they struck a chord with people because there is, you know, for example, if you look at healthcare workers, you look at nurses who work in Dublin hospitals living in places like Portlaoise now having huge fuel bills. There's one of the nurses I was seeing posting in a forum online was talking about her difficulties in terms of not having any food left in the fridge at the end of the week, not being able to go to a doctor when she's sick or a dentist. So there are people really struggling. But we don't support those kind of tactics, regardless of who is protesting and what, you know, what the issues are and how legitimate they are. We can't have a situation where a country is brought to the brink like that. Mm. And if these protests had gone into this week, we would be, and it was a very, very serious situation last week, we'd be in an even more serious situation this week. So
okay.
All right. But I do think the government's approach on this was, they mishandled it, they weren't singing off the same hymn sheet. There seems to be gaps between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
How about that, Minister? Isn't there something in that? You mishandled it. You let the protests get completely out of hand. You were asleep at the wheel when they were coming onto O'Connell Street and into the ports. There was a clear division between, for example, the Minister for Justice and the Minister for Defence. You really made a mess of how you handled it.
No. I just don't accept that. And Cian O'Callaghan, you can't have it both ways. You know, this is a very, very serious issue that we're dealing with. And you can't be coming on the media and having it both ways. The bottom line is this. You have to support the rule of law and order. And if an Garda Síochána turn up at a public order incident to police a public order event, and if a member of an Garda Síochána says to somebody who is conducting themselves illegally, blocking Whitegate oil refinery.
Yeah, in fairness, Cian said he didn't support those blockades.
Sorry, well, I'm making this point. You're asking me a question in relation to the government's approach to this.
An Garda Síochána have to enforce the rule of law. And if you're asked by a member of An Garda Síochána to move along and to free up the blockade of Foyne's Port in Limerick or Whitegate Oil Refinery, you do that. And if you don't do that, you're breaking the law. And that has consequences. And that's exactly what the government said. And there was no disunity within government in relation to that. And trying to criticise the government for enforcing the rule of law to ensure that people can have a proper public water drinking supply and not have the chemical additive that you need for your public water drinking supply barricaded into the port of Foyne's, or not have feedstuffs for our farmers and for the chicken growers and for the piggeries blocked in the port of Foyne's, or diesel where we can't power our cars and our supply
chains. Okay, no, we have your point. I want to put that to Kino Callaghan. I want to put that to Kino. You're having a boat ways, Kino Callaghan.
Yeah, just to be very clear, we fully support An Garda Síochána. They did a very effective and very professional policing over the last number of days. And in fact, I think they got the government out of the hole that the government had digged themselves in on this.
Look,
the government backbenchers were warning government ministers about this weeks ago. Sean O'Friel, the former Ciarán Corlin, the last oil, wrote to the Taoiseach and Taoiseach 2.5 weeks ago saying that if they didn't act on these issues, that it would go irreparable.
So what should they have done?
Well, I'm just saying their own backbenchers were highlighting to them
but there was a serious issue. What should they have done?
He was saying that the issue around the costs for agricultural contractors hadn't been considered by the government and it needed a response. The government have now responded, but that's after a week of protests and blockades. If they've been listening to their own backbenchers, are listening to constructive proposals from opposition, we wouldn't have been in that situation. Government was very slow in its response last week, very tardy on it, mixed messaging.
Were they not right to be slow in the response? I mean, to go back to John Fitzgerald, he's saying we could be in a hell of a lot worse position in 2 or 3 months' time, and we have now used up all our money, basically, to protect. He was saying we should have been way slower about rolling out packages.
Well, I think if the package was right in the first place, then you don't get into this reactive space where you're trying to meet the demands being.
You're calling for €1.2 billion in packages.
I think if we don't have targeted measures at people who are really hurting from the cost of living crisis, the vast bulk of the measures aren't targeted. We're going to continue to have these difficulties.
Okay. Niall Collins, can I ask you a final question? Your ministerial colleague, Patrick O'Donovan, raised questions about how the media handled the protests. And I think he's referred the issue to Commissioner Naman. Do you have any reservations? Do you have any criticism of the media and their reporting of the protests?
Well, I heard his interview, and he did an interview on our local radio station in Limerick this morning. And I did an interview on the same local radio station in Limerick on Friday morning of last week. And I made the criticism of my local radio station that Patrick O'Donovan made directly to them also. I made it to them on air, and we discussed it on air, and we may not have agreed, but that's fine. We're all adults, and we can get along.
And your criticism was what, Niall?
There were some people who were facilitated on local radio on a multiple of occasions last week, and I think it was imbalanced and disproportionate. Now, to be fair, in relation to national media coverage, and I listen to a lot of it on News Talk, and I listen to a lot of it on RTE, of course. Also, I don't have an issue with the national coverage, and I think to my surprise, thankfully, a lot of the presenters were actually interviewing the new voices who were involved, the new voices which have emerged. By virtue of the protests and the blockades around the country, they interviewed them very, very robustly.
I
had an issue with my own local radio station, similar to what Patrick O'Donovan aired. I aired it and I discussed it live on air with them.
Okay,
but certainly in terms of national radio yourselves and RT, I don't have an issue.
Okay, Niall Collins, Minister of State, the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, and Fianna Fáil, TD, Kino Callaghan, Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats and TD for Dublin Bay North. Thanks to both of you for talking to the Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.